This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week on the show, we're back in the studio with Josie and Paul.
Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Feels good to be back downstairs in a studio and not sweating my balls off on Zoom.
Why?
Because that's how we've been doing it.
Do you have air conditioning at home?
I can't sit in a room with air conditioning because it'll fuck up the sound.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So that's no.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. I don't do well in anything above 75 degrees.
Oh, gosh.
We start stewing in our own juices above 75 degrees.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God, dude. If we ever, do a live show and get it, recorded on vinyl like some podcasts, stewing in our own juices is the name of it. Or if we do a tour, it's going to be the Stewing in Our Own Juices tour.
Oh, man.
Oh. You ever seen matted ass hair? Well.
That's just the cover of the vinyl.
Matted ass hair.
It's not a pretty sight.
Limited to the first 100 copies is clippings from clippings from each of us.
Have you thought about shaving your butt?
I've done that before.
I have also done that before.
So have I.
Okay.
It's weird.
Okay. It's very weird,
but you would not have that problem.
No, but you get ingrown hairs and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And that. Yeah, that's no fun.
I get razor bumps real bad.
Uh-oh.
So whenever I shave my whole body, it looked like I had bugs, even though
also, I'd be afraid to shave my asshole these days because, hemorrhoids as you get older. What if you cut one of those bad boys
just
open?
Just bleed out.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh God, I just had a child in the bathtub.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've never had a hemorrhoid and I don't want to. I hate hemorrhoids.
You've never had them.
I know, but I'm so scared of them.
Josie, why do you hate hemorrhoids?
Is that what we're talking about today? Yeah. I could go for an hour.
Oh. Yeah. You guys push too hard. You guys sit on the toilet too long. That's what it is.
Yeah, I've gotten better about that over the years. It's all right, I'm not sitting here and doing a crossword.
Right.
Yeah, I need to get a squatty potty.
Probably, you know? That would help too. But I'm not that you need to know, but I'm the kind of person, I wait till I go, and not in 30 seconds later, I'm out of the bathroom after I wash my hands.
I mean, it depends. I try to get done as fast as possible, but my roommate, I don't know what he does in the bathroom. There's never noise going on in there. It never smells like shit when he gets out of there. I never hear water running. And he has his own room, so I can't imagine he's jerking off in there.
Probably not.
I never know. Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers. I never know what he's doing in there. And me and Chelsea have a running joke of because, for whatever reason, whenever either one of us needs to use the bathroom, we, open our door and the bathroom door is closed. And we just turn around, it's become a thing with us, and then just go, well, I hope you don't need to use the bathroom for about 45 minutes.
My problem used to be that I would take my toilet time at work was when I'd check the internet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, of course, something would come to my attention. And I would have to deal with it while I'm sitting on the toilet with my asshole, down doing its thing.
Is it prolapsed?
It's just gravity's
if
taking
you
hold.
If you sit on the shitter with your asshole spread open because you put one cheek on one side
I've done
of the
that
toilet
before.
And the other, yeah, so.
So, yeah, you have to do that. All right, so, if you, people who have, opiate drug problems will understand this.
Because they're constipated.
When you get constipated and your poop gets impacted and it's super hard. So, to push one of those out hurts. So I can only imagine that's what anal sex feels like, and it does not feel good.
No, that's not what it feels like.
And so, but you seriously, to help, another thing to do is if your stomach hurts and you can't poop, if you rock your stomach while you're on the toilet, it does help move it around. But yeah, sometimes you gotta one cheek on one side, one cheek on the other. Things gotta be open so that this hard rock of a turd can come out.
That sounds like you're asking for hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Like that's how you get them, right?
No,
just
so
you
know,
your asshole for.
I don't think people ask for hemorrhoids.
Not fair. I just look. How else am I supposed to know if I'm clean if there's no blood on the paper?
Yeah, that's when I stop wiping.
I just. <We're good. laughs> We just bought. We were at Walmart and I saw like a 3-pack of flushable wipes for like $4. I was like, get those.
We buy those.
Yeah, I want to get a bidet. Day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I want my butthole to be, as I get older, I want my butthole to be cleaner all the time.
I think that's a good thing. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't. I want the old man smell by the time I'm 45.
Jesus. Oh, man.
45. <That's> so early.
Oh. I just want to be a dirty boy.
The other thing I was going to say about him being in the bathroom, like I said, like, so it never smells. Mm-hmm. He showers really quick, but I'm pretty positive that he is one of those people that will not poop anywhere except home. Mm. And, like, that is something I could never wrap my head around. Like, even if it's the most disgusting porta potty, if I gotta go, I'm fucking going.
I tried to only limit my shitting to home, but I mean, yeah.
When you gotta go, you gotta. Dude, you can, like, your stomach.
Sometimes it's an emergency.
Yeah, well, have I ever told you the story about when I was on tour with Worship This?
That, no.
Oh, okay. So we were in Charlotte. There's a whole story behind this, but I'll tell this specific part. There's a venue right outside of Charlotte that, like, Fugazi played at, like, all these, it's called the Milestone, I think. And like Fugazi was scratched into, like, the green room wall. It was very fucking cool. Very cool place. And the place was packed that night. And we went and had Mexican food before the show. And then we stopped at a gas station where I found out that PBR 40s were a thing. Never knew that was a thing.
Neither did I.
And they were $1.49. Wow. So naturally,
yeah.
Instead of paying, you know, I used my drink tickets at the show, but then I was like out in the van just pounding my 40s.
Yes.
And so Mexican food, hot and sweaty show in the South in the middle of summer, I had to go. And so the venue, it's kind of like Now That's Class, kind of like where the venue is part. And then there's like the bar, you know, like kind of like two separate rooms ish. And so I walked over to the bar and I'm like, I asked the bartender, I'm like, oh, where's the bathroom? And she points over and there is a line of at least 25 people, men and women. There was only one bathroom
ahead of their time
with two stalls. And, like, no doors, no privacy. And so I was at the point where I was like, but this is happening. Like, whether I want it to or not, this is happening. So, and it was, like, one of those ones where it's, like, it's percolating. It's brewing. You know what I mean? It's
percolating.
And so, your instincts kick in. I look at the bartender. Bartender looks away. I fucking grabbed a handful of napkins. Oh. And so, like, the way the outside of this venue was set, like I said, it's outside Charlotte. So it's not like the Agora where it's, like, you know, all buildings and stuff. Like, behind it was, like, woods. And there was, like, a chain link fence. So I went to the very back corner and I just blew mud all over this chain link fence.
Oh my God,
and wiped and was fine. And it was one of the, I don't want to say completely shameful because I had to do what I had to do, but, like, I was also proud at the same time. Like,
instincts, it was either that or shit your pants.
Pants, exactly. Like, and who wants to, you know, and this was after.
You can't shit your pants.
This was after.
In public.
I was called.
You can.
You cannot really shit your pants in public.
Well accepted.
This was also after I was called the F word and the N word together. by a guy who was in the opening band, who clearly was racist, but they covered Linoleum by NOFX, and there's two guys in NOFX that are Jewish and one's Mexican. So, yeah, that was my story of blowing mud all over Charlotte, North Carolina.
I was going to tell my It's an Emergency story when we were in Colorado, but yours is just...
Go on, tell.
I did not shit like that.
She was just like power walking to the bathroom. She's like checking to the hotel, it's an emergency, and just like took off. I was like, I don't even know where the fuck we are.
Like clenching?
We had just...
Yeah, like you could tell, like, you know, it's like really upright, like the best posture.
We just drove from Denver to Boulder. And we couldn't check into the hotel yet. It was still decently early. And so we walked over. We left the car at the hotel parking lot and walked over to a little diner.
What kind of hotel was it, let me ask?
It was a...
Are we talking like motel or a hotel?
It was a hotel. It was nice.
It was like on the foothills.
So it was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
Okay.
And we went to this diner, had this huge-ass breakfast...
That'll
and then
always
we're
do
sitting
it to
there,
you.
Like, waiting on the check, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I'm like, what's it? Why are you sweating so much? It's so nice and cool here. The air's so fresh.
Well, let me ask. Did you guys drink the night before?
Oh, we drank every night over
there. All right. So, all right. This is all making sense. Go ahead.
I ate chorizo every morning in Colorado, which was a weird dish to have there, but it was way good. She didn't have chorizo, but
it
seemed like it.
But we were walking back, and he had to stop and buy beer at the beer liquor store, and I was like, I'll wait outside. I can't take one extra step on this shit back.
I know, like, that feeling too.
It was almost like she had like an allotted amount before she would just shit her pants. Yeah. She's like, if I walk in there, I'm losing 10 steps
like,
at least.
Like a meter in a game.
So I'm just like out there just like peering in like, hurry up. Like, I think I did eventually have to go, and I'm like, what's taking so long? I was like, we gotta go.
I'm like, the selection was amazing. There's so many beers.
I know, I'm like, I don't care right now. So like, we're walking back to this hotel, and it was like, I mean, I had my legs like clenched, like my cheeks like just trying, and Paul's like, are you gonna be okay? And I was like, no. I was like, it's an emergency.
And then took off, dropped your bags like in the hotel, and just
in
like
the
went
lobby.
To yeah
I went to the lobby bathroom.
I was like, I don't have your ID to check in.
Well, that's why I had
so he had to wait with the concierge.
Well, he made you wait for the beer so he can be,
well,
yeah,
yeah,
but no, it was embarrassing because they knew I was pooping.
Yeah,
who gives a shit? Everybody poops.
I know.
He's looking at me and I'm like, it was an emergency.
But no, the reason I asked if it was like a nice hotel is like, that's one of my like favorite things is when I do go to a nice hotel for whatever reason, like every time I get there, I have to shit. So like, while people are checking in, whatever, because you know the room's not in my name. So like, but that's the nice thing is like those nicer hotels, like an Embassy Suites or like a nice Holiday Inn, they have nice, clean fucking bathrooms.
I like that was the list.
With a close second.
Well,
I'm
Holiday
not
going to
say La Quinta or fucking Motel 6.
Yeah. This Econolodge, oh my God.
Red Roof Inn.
The last night we stayed at a very rough hotel that was linoleum lined. The entire thing was linoleum. Like,
oh, that's not a hotel. That's a drug den.
Yeah, but you know what sucked is that everywhere in Colorado, all those places had signs up that were like, you cannot smoke weed, you cannot smoke marijuana.
Oh, no, I'm talking like those places, like those linoleum, like where everything is like, oh, wow, this is just literally for people to do drugs at.
Or get murdered in.
And the best part about that was we left, Paul drunkenly got a nasty-ass bathroom photo from the first hotel we stayed at. The bartender, Paul Kemp, comes out of the bathroom. He's like, yeah, the bathroom's pretty nice. Speaking of bathrooms.
It was legit a conversation. I was like, oh, man, that painting above the urinal is like really cool. And he was like, oh, hold on a second. And then he comes back with it. And I was like,
oh, yeah, you told me about that.
So I have like this like 10-year-old bathroom painting.
He didn't tell
painting.
Me it came from a bathroom. He did not mention that the first time he told that
literally
story to me.
Literally comes on. He's like, yeah, the bathroom's nice. I like that picture above the urinal. Like from above the urinal.
Did he wipe it off first? Because
no.
Like pee splashed on that
no.
thing, dude. There's fecal poop.
I mean,
on
so
it.
We
the fecal
that
parts,
motherfucker
yeah.
around Denver and Boulder until the last day when we went back to Denver to fly out and left it in our fucking drug room.
Well, yeah, I was trying to back off
because we were trying to take the painting.
And I remember you. Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
So it looked
that.
Like someone trafficked drugs in a painting.
Oh my God!
Because the back's ripped open now, and that's the only thing left in the room.
We were like, what are we gonna do with this thing? I was like, are we gonna send it back? with us? Like, are we going to pay?
Didn't you guys just leave it in the room?
Yeah, just left it in the room. I was like, we should at least take it to the dumpster. And then we were like, fuck it. Yeah,
we went to Ted Montana's Grill that night, and I had a bison steak. And then I proceeded to drink after that. And, like, I have, like, the meat sweat. She's passed out. There's, like, half an eighth left. And I'm like, well, we're leaving tomorrow. So yeah. I'm just pounding all the beer and trying to smoke all the weed, just sweating. And just, I'm miserable watching this tiny TV of, like, inked, like, fucking marathon.
Dude, you and me need to go on vacation together.
I was like, we can't waste it. I'm, like, eating gummies.
Well, call the police on yourself.
Well, I'm looking at her. She's just, like, so quietly sleeping. I'm just like, God damn it, I'm miserable right
I'd
now.
I'd wake up and I'd be like, what are you doing?
I'm like, nothing.
I can't tell if I'm paranoid, half to shit, sweating, yeah, hungry, scared.
He was so full. I was like, are you coming to bed? And he was like, no.
I'm trying to digest right now. And I don't think I can do it lying down.
That was a good vacation.
That was.
Why are we here?
So, Josie, Paul, why do you hate helping people?
Here's the story. Just kidding.
I can't wait because I didn't get this whole story. What people need to understand is this story, again, has been percolating for, when was the last time we were here?
It's over April.
A month ago, yeah.
Yeah. So they told us this story after we recorded the last time we were here.
Maybe March, yeah.
Yeah, and so we never got all the details, so I'm very excited to hear this.
I hope we can remember them all because, boy, was this a wild ride that I took and happened to drag Paul along with me for the record.
That was the passenger in
the record.
Train wreck that was.
Okay, so... You know,
I'm a trained wreck.
I have to stay off Facebook, okay? Because I'm in these groups, you know, people like, I need help with my pet or, you know, lost my dog. Help me find my dog or, stuff like that. Well, one day, it must have just been the right moment, the right timing, because I saw this post from this odd name. And I won't say it, but it was a different name. I was like, okay. And the post was pretty bad
English. Well, let's give this person a name for reference.
We'll call her Nelly.
Nelly. Okay.
Nelly.
Nelly. What a shitty name, right, Paul?
It's the first thing that came to mind, okay? Yeah.
Nelly. Okay, so Nelly posts on Facebook.
Okay. Posts on Facebook that she's homeless, that she has her two cane Corsos, and that she just needs someone to watch them for a couple weeks.
While they wait on their tax return.
Before they got their tax return.
I just saw Jeremy's head. And that's what I did when she told me. She's like, they're just waiting on their tax return. I'm like, these probably aren't good people. When you're waiting on the check, that's probably not like a good thing to take belongings from.
The first red flag is that she's on Facebook and she's homeless with two dogs.
And posting that like she has no one else in her life that would ever help her out. Now she's going to strangers. That's also not a good thing.
Okay. Yeah. So...
Nelly sucks. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
I text Paul and I was like, hey, Paul, I like screenshot it. And I was like, hey, we should help these people out.
I will rewind a little bit. So her like goal in life is to have like a rescue for dogs. So this was like an intro. Maybe we can like see if it works. And you guys have seen our house.
Yeah. It's tiny.
Small two bedroom. And do you know what cane Corsos are? They're horses.
We already have two dogs of our own, mind you, that we have to keep separated because Ripley's kind of a bully.
Right, and the other dog's little. So we have two dogs that are already separated, and she's like, I want to start a rescue. And then this is like the first thing that happens. She's like, this is my dream.
For that, not a house.
That's the goal. That's the plan someday, okay?
So she sees the post. She messages me, and I'm like, well... I mean, could we like talk about this? She's like, I have to do it now. Like, I'm at work too.
In the message, she put a time limit. She's like, if they don't go to someone by 4, they're going to the pound.
Right. Okay, and guess what? No, there's my answer.
Well, go ahead, Paul. This is his part, right?
She's like, this is my dream. You know, I sacrificed my time so you can do your dumb little recordings and live out your dream. Let me do this. And I was like, I'm just.
I did not say dumb little recordings. I know.
But, like, I was like, let's just do a little bit of math. So, like.
I was like, you get to follow your dream. Why can't I follow mine?
So, I was like, 2 hours
a week. More fucking realistic.
2 hours a week-ish or housing two horses for the next foreseeable future. So I was like, yeah, I was like, let's bring up those
was
hours.
Was 2 weeks the agreed upon time
initially,
frame?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Initially, that's what she said in the Facebook post, is that she needed it for 2 weeks, maybe
so
a little
this
bit
isn't
more.
Even, wait, so this isn't even personal yet. You're just reading this. You haven't even messaged her yet.
No.
Nah.
Jesus, fuck.
Okay, time out, though. While Paul is trying to explain why I should not do this, I did message her. And then I was like, well, too late.
Yeah, she's like, did it. I'm like, what?
better to ask for forgiveness than...
Yep.
Whatever.
Permission.
And that's what she did. And wow. So it basically was like, all right, we're leaving after work. I'm like, for what now? So I get home and we head to Kenmore.
Before that, though, I'm at work.
Oh, this was in Kenmore?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you're just checking all the wrong boxes.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Keep going.
So before I leave work, though, when I tell her, like, hey, I think I can help you out, I asked her, I was like, are they crate trained? You know, are your dogs crate trained? She said, yes, they are crate trained.
Well, she clearly didn't know what that meant.
No, she didn't know what that
They had been in crates before. That's what
yes,
she meant.
Yes, didn't mean that they were trained in
mm-mm,
crates.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I was like, okay, well, this should be no problem. Like, crate-trained dogs, no problem.
Yeah,
know?
And she's selling it on me, but you can tell she's trying to talk herself into, like, this is totally cool.
Right.
Like, we're going to have a good time.
This is going to be satisfying.
Yeah.
Guess well, and I'm like, well, where are the dogs going to be? Like, where are we going to keep them? She's like, well, the basement, of course. I was like, oh.
Where all my shit is.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, you know where you live out your dreams? This is where mine will be. I'm like, my dreams are so clean
there's
and not giant.
Thousands of dollars of electronic equipment, instruments, computers,
it
fucking video games, TVs.
And just time that was spent redoing the whole room.
Yeah.
And she's like, here's
this,
the
I
death of it.
I hand-painted the floor with a 3-inch brush.
The thing is like, if we took a picture
multiple
right now,
coats.
If you were listening to this live, though, you would sound like, and look like a crazy person, because if you wanted to keep two huge fucking dogs down here, do you even have respect for your own home? Or do you just let cats piss on the fucking walls?
Well, the rest of the home, yes. More so the basement would have
yeah,
the respect.
Yeah, they didn't go upstairs once.
Not once.
Okay, so anyways, I'm at work and she says they're crate trained. And I was like, okay, well, I think I can help you out. She immediately, like, FaceTimes me.
Red flag 6?
So I'm at work and I'm, like, talking to this woman and she proceeds to tell me while on the phone, so I'll let you get your own mental image, that she is on disability because she's so large that her knees are bad. She can't walk. She has to have a powered wheelchair.
Oh, I have no sympathy for fat people. I have zero sympathy for fat people.
Have you seen that video?
And that's as a fat person.
Of that dude walking through a store and that kid's playing the tuba behind him, that thing?
Yeah.
It's the meanest thing ever. He's like, quit following me.
Or like in Stand By Me, boom, baba, boom, baba, boom, baba.
So
she's so large, her knees don't work.
Yes.
She's on disability and she's waiting for
like
her tax return.
Not capable of doing anything for herself, basically, is what she said.
Ugh.
So I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm still feeling like I can help you. Okay, cool. All right, we'll be there after work.
Will.
Yeah, because I was like, Paul, don't make me go alone.
Right.
I didn't ask
I'm like,
for this.
It's your dream. Not mine.
So, mind you.
I'm going to go play with mine.
I have
before it gets ruined.
We go to leave, and I have a Buick Encore. It's a tiny little SUV. Tiny. Like, my ass can barely fit on the seat. So, we go, and we pull up, and I text her, and I message her, and I was like, hey, I'm here. And so then she said that her husband was coming out. And so he walks out.
What's this lazy fuck look like?
Oh, when we pull up and we stop, we see the dude walk out. Paul says, oh, fuck.
Right away, I was like, oh, son of a bitch, this is going to be the worst.
He did. He was like, this fucking sucks. And I was like, just give it a chance. And let's
I was
just
like, so we get
dogs.
In there and like, it doesn't look like a good thing. Like, we'll bail, right? And she's like, for sure.
Okay. So we go in there.
I need a description of Nelly's dude.
Like scraggly beard, looks like he's done speed. Like thin.
No,
like,
he looks like he's on opioids and hasn't taken a shit in a week. Like, you know what I mean? Like he
Has a weird accent, kind of southerny. Yeah.
Yeah, but had a gut, kind of like.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Yeah, like the had a beer belly.
Had a
poop gut.
I got you. Yeah. All right.
Like Ethiopian. Like it was just kind of.
It
like,
makes sense that these two people are together now in my head because those types of people are always together.
So he like walks out. He's like, "Oh, hey, girl, I could barely understand him."
I know. We were like, "Excuse me, one." He's like,
"Take the fucking Percocet out of your mouth. Give me one, and let's talk."
So we head down into the basement where they're stationed at with the two horses.
Yes. As we're walking in, though, these dogs are just barking, and
losing their shit,
loud,
and they're gigantic.
They're fighting each other. They're attacking
constantly.
Each other.
Oh, wonderful!
They are just going at each other's necks, slobber,
see, and
flinging,
and I see this, and I'm like, oh well, we're definitely not taking these dogs. We'll hang out and be like, yeah, this probably isn't for us. And then Josie just starts asking questions, and it's like, I'm like, wait, we're gonna take these fucking dogs. They're drinking puddle water out of the basement.
They literally were drinking water from a crack.
And they're like, I know it looks like we don't take care of them. They're both thin as hell.
Yes,
they're like,
very
but we
thin.
Do.
They were very thin.
And they're like, I know they're drinking puddle water.
You could see the ribs. You could tell that. So then she proceeds to tell us like some background that they got kicked out of the house they were living at, and
they were currently
of all
living
their
with
stuff.
her sister,
and
that the
her
sister,
niece or something.
Yeah,
it was her niece.
That's right. And
this niece has like five little kids. The niece is probably like 23, and she's got five little kids. And this woman, I mean, she's sitting on this like stool that. Honestly, never mind.
No. Please.
We had to sign a contract with her, and she
written
like
in hot
stood
pink
up.
Gel pen.
Yeah,
by
hot
the way,
pink gel pen.
It was barely legible because it's
so loud and bright. Back up, you a contract.
Yes, because these two cane corsos were they're pure. This is why I snatched these dogs up because they were two female unspayed cane corsos.
Oh, I thought it was because you were an idiot.
Oh. Yes,
it's like,
that's
it's
that's
a mixture
true.
Of both.
That's true.
And this is
but
just me teasing Josie. She knows I love her.
I know. I am a fucking idiot.
She said it, and so did I. So whatever.
That's what this title is. Josie's a fucking idiot.
Okay, so these King Corsos.
But that is dangerous. If
yeah, them going to the pound, they'd be snatched.
Falling. No, they wouldn't have been snatched because they've been going to the pound. In hindsight, probably would have been best for them because they would have been spayed. But I knew that if she was just going to give these dogs away to anybody, that they could fall into the wrong hands and be used as, like, breeder dogs and, like, don't get dog fighting. You know what I mean? Like, just produce fucking super massive cane corso puppies for dog fighting. Like, someone could be like, oh, yeah, I'm a good person. I'll take your dogs and never give them back. That was my fear of these dogs that I've never even met before. I was like, I gotta save them from being, like, bred over and over again.
That's what dogs do, though, right?
It's not healthy for them.
No, it's not healthy. But
like,
I mean, also, all right.
Have you seen a dog with a blown out snooch because it can't stop having babies?
Did you say snooch?
It's a dog, so snooch.
The fucked up thing is I knew exactly what you meant.
Oh, yeah,
and I've never heard the term either, and I was like, oh, yeah, no.
Well, blown out snooch.
I was thinking of their nips. Like, once they have puppies,
they
just sag. Yeah, sag and drag, man.
Yeah, that's always gross.
It is. It's not, and also it's not fair to those dogs because they're usually just fucking chained up. They have no quality of life.
Then
they don't get
down.
To run. But I'm okay. I'm talking to the wrong person here. Okay, I'm not the owner of those dogs. But anyways, so this lady, she proceeds to say she's got these dogs from her brother, who's a breeder down in Youngstown, and he breeds these cane corsos, and he gave her Fire. That was the mama dog, and then. Kari, those are the real dog names, so I hope no one, you know, listens to this.
Well, I mean, they're don't look know. Up their Facebook pages, but, you know.
But Kari is the daughter dog. She was all black with cropped ears.
Okay.
But these dogs, she, like, tells us this whole background story.
Have we gotten to the gel pen yet?
Oh, yes, sorry, thank you. Gel pen, she goes to get the contract, and Paul said that it looked like her kneecaps were about to give in when she tried to stand up.
That would have been so funny if it actually happened. Gosh. So wait, all right, so she has you sign it in a gel pen.
Three-page contract.
It's a three-page contract.
Okay, so, but that's one thing we didn't cover. What is it?
The contract was basically, because they were not spayed, the contract was basically like, hey, you're going to take my dogs, you're not going to give them away, you're not going to breed them or do anything to them that would, you know, damage the property. I mean, because she clearly has intentions of breeding the dogs herself. She already did. But that's part of the money maker for those dogs is if they can breed. These are purebred AKC registered.
Okay.
You can get dogs. Like a G per puppy easily.
Easily. Easily. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she got kicked out of her house. Mm-hmm. And okay, yeah, go ahead.
And she's already given the mom dog away before because she couldn't handle it. And
that's why she came back so thin, dehydrated, yeah. Like her ribs were showing through.
The dude was like keeping her in a car or something.
Yeah, so anyways, we get there, sign the contract, and, you know, she's eating her chicken nuggets. She's like so upset. She's like, I can't even eat my chicken nuggets. And she's like trying, just tearing munching on them.
That is a blatant lie. There is nothing in that woman's life.
Well, sure, I was going to say, like, so she's poor as fuck. These dogs go for $1,000 a pop. Is she just fucking eating them as they come out?
She mentioned that she was thinking about selling Kari before, but she changed her mind.
She's gotten rid of the dogs before and then gotten them back, basically. So
yeah.
I know why she has those big dogs. Because she doesn't have a wiping stick.
Oh, my God.
So basically, these dogs have been living off of the dingleberries of this large woman.
Oh, those poor dogs. Oh, my God.
Oh, Nellie's dingleberries.
I think that they're protection for one. She says they were her, like, emotional support animals, and I was like, okay.
Is it, oh, by the way, is it legal to sign a contract, if this was even a binding contract, to sign it in gel pen?
Probably not. No, blue what or color black was ink. It
pink, was hot pink.
Half of it was in pencil and half of it was in hot pink. Because when the hot pink pen died, she had to go to pencil.
Dang it.
I wish we would have saved it. I
wish you would have recorded this whole thing. So, like, I would love to do a watch along for this
dude,
right now.
Dude, we have so much to go.
Yeah, we haven't even left the house yet.
I'm loving this. Please, by all means.
Like Paul said, like, they're drinking out of the crack in the floor while we're just talking, like, feeling out the situation.
Constantly fighting each other. They fought like four times. We were there for about an hour.
Viciously fighting each other. They wear like the chain choke collars. Mm-hmm.
The ones that, like, stab, kind of?
No,
when they
not
pull?
Not the prong collars, just the chain choke collars. So they grab it, though, and the other one chokes the one. Like, they literally grab their collars, each other's collars,
and
twist.
Well, they sound like nice dogs.
Super nice. I'm getting knocked over and shit, and, like, the Nellie's yelling at the dogs, like, stop it, you're going to hurt them. And I'm just like, this fucking
bitch, I'm
going to
hurt you.
No, I'm like, there's no way we're doing this. And then she starts signing the contract, and I'm like, oh, my God, we're doing this.
So who knows how long these people have been there? They literally had their stuff in trash bags, and they, you know, there was no bed or anything like that down there. I'm pretty sure they were just sleeping on this concrete floor, or she sat in that on that stool or
lawn. So they were staying at your house, Jeremy?
I don't have a concrete floor.
I don't even know how long they had been there.
I don't have concrete floor money.
But the dude literally, she was like, get them some water. They're thirsty. They're drinking all that crack over there. And
she ask you guys if you wanted a drink?
No, we didn't get offered a drink or a chicken nugget. But
well, she needed those.
The dude went and just found a bucket sitting on a shelf and dumped it out and went and got water and then
from
brought
the
it down.
From the utility sink. Yeah.
And then the dogs drank an entire bucket of water before we took them. Because we did take them then. Yeah. Okay, they send us with these two giant dogs.
They gave us a quarter bag of food for fucking two horses. So that would last like, what, 3 days, 4 days? They're like, we're bringing them food. Here's their favorite toys. It's a crushed up 2 liter.
Here's their favorite toys, yes. It was
it's already been ripped up.
2 liter.
And then a blanket that for sure had bed bugs. Like, I was like, are we taking this
we did take it, but we did not use it. I put it out for a little bit, actually, to let them smell, you know, so they could feel comfortable down here. But then immediately I put it away. But anyways,
when they gave it to us as well, they had one leash. And then they had a
tie-out, one of those cable tie-outs covered in plastic that are not like, walking leashes.
Also 30 foot long.
30 feet long.
Yeah. So, like, we have that, and we were getting them into Josie's tiny car. Uh-huh. And then I was like, well, I'm driving. You can fucking wrangle those two fuck-ups in the back. And we get home. The whole car is...
She's crying. She's bawling, just for the record, when we left with the dogs. She was,
Nellie.
Like, bawling. Yeah. Just like, oh, my babies, those are my babies, I'll take care of my babies.
We get home, and the whole car is fogged up the entire time.
Because they're panting.
And they're farting insane smells, dude, like the worst fucking smells.
It was an awful car. Plus, they don't know us, okay? We put these two giant-ass murderous dogs... in the back seat.
Yeah, with our necks exposed.
Necks exposed, the most vulnerable position to be in. And I'm just like, it's okay, dogs. And Paul's hitting every fucking red light.
Not like I wanted to. I wanted to just drive off a bridge and just end
it. Dude, I would have seriously just opened up the door. I like, fuck a contract, signed in pencil or not. I would have opened up the door and been like, somebody will kill him.
It almost got to that point. We are so far away from being finished.
So we get home and we let the dogs out in the backyard and they immediately start turfing the yard. They're running so big.
It looked like we had a flag football game out in the yard.
And then proceeded both to have diarrhea.
The biggest shits ever.
Like how you were saying, like spray mud?
Yeah.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
I had to wait 2 weeks.
Saying I shit like a dog, dude?
Bright yellow, yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You did.
Fair.
Yeah. So we brought them home.
We set up the cages down
set
here.
Set up the cages. I have two big cages that were not quite big enough for them.
Not at all.
Were these your cages or were they given to
cages.
You? Okay.
Yeah, good
okay.
one given to us.
Yeah.
They didn't give you
no.
Okay.
No.
They gave us a 2 liter and a bed bug blanket and a quarter bag of food. You think we're getting cages?
Fair
and
enough.
And some other weird little toy that she called her baby. I don't remember.
And that was
that
gross as hell,
like,
too.
Did it vibrate?
No. Oh, not her toy.
Yeah, no. So,
her
the first
toy,
night...
that toy needs a pull start.
Like a fucking leaf blower.
Yeah.
To get through the bush, you know, the roughage.
Oh, you don't understand. You have to get a big tub of industrial lard in order to shove it through the fat rolls that are supposed to be where
her
legs
are. I just picture Shear just like dipping his hand into a big thing of Crisco and then just like hurling it at her like a baseball.
Like, all right, now we're ready, bitch. I'm going to slide this in.
I mean, I'm sure that's what her husband has to do. Poor guy.
You can't fuck on opiates.
Probably not.
No, you can't. You can fuck on opiates. You can't.
I can guarantee you this is what their sex life is. Hey, baby, you hungry tonight?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Well, how would you like to eat this asshole?
Oh,
which then sounds like this.
The best part is like there's so many other things that kind of like are like that towards the end. Okay, so anyway,
I'm in no hurry. I know you got to record something at like 3, but go ahead. This is fun.
So we get the dogs here the first night. Paul and I are down here hanging out with the dogs.
Were they calm at this point at all?
No.
And
no,
like they're jumping all
no.
over everything. My TV is like, I'm just looking at it. I'm like,
it's
oh my
just
God.
Shaking, wobbling, like, blah,
yeah.
blah, like
they're
just wobbling.
Attacking each other, trying to get
going
the fucking 2 liter.
At each other. And she tells me at the last minute, too, that I have to feed them separately because Kari's
food aggression.
And I was like, tight.
Jesus.
And turns out she's water aggressive as well.
Turns out just aggressive.
I didn't even know these were real terms. I'm not even kidding. What'd you say?
Food aggressive.
Yeah. What the?
That's like where they'll bite the owner when they're eating.
Yeah, like they protect their food as
like
if
you're
it's
supposed
the last
to, like,
meal they're ever going to have. So
yeah, you're supposed
bite
to
you.
Fuck with the dog's food when it's a puppy, so it understands that you're
you
not
are
going,
in charge of that food. Like, you're the boss.
All right.
Which I did with Ripley. She's not food aggressive, but she does get aggressive with certain bones. But anyways, So the first night, these dogs they're just going fucking wild. They're banging on this wood door that we have, just slamming it.
And another project I made, my dreams, just shattering around me.
Mm.
And so the first night, I slept down in the basement with
because we put them in the cages,
and
they proceeded to bark and cry nonstop for 2 hours straight. So I was, and I'm just sitting there like staring at the ceiling at this point, just like, this is...
And
fucking,
I was like,
this can't be
I'll
life.
Go down there. I was like, I'll go down there.
I was like, yeah, you probably
it's my thing. I'll go down there.
It's my thing.
I was like, it sure is. So she goes down there.
So
and
I sleep down here with the dogs, and one slept in the recliner, and then the other one tried to crawl up on the end of the couch with me, and I was really nervous. I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to let this dog
eat you?
That could eat me lay on the end of the couch with me because I don't know this dog and I'm a little freaked out.
But I don't know this dog and I'm a little freaked out, but I brought it into my house.
I thought they were crate trained. I thought it would be easy. So I slept down here the first night with them, and I woke up, the dog was on the end of the couch.
And Josie's missing a leg.
Yeah. I was like, whew, I survived. I was like, I thought I was going to wake up to a dog gnawing at my face.
And she's still working at this time, too. So she's waking up at like 5:30.
Oh, wow.
Feed each one separately. Take them both out. They fight and poop and pee. And then she brings them back in. And she puts them in the cages. We go to work that day.
I had to, I didn't do much to the cage. I don't think I zip tied it the first day.
No, we did not. Because I was like, she's like, do you think they'll get out? I was like, the cages were made to keep dogs in. How could they get out? Well,
this was the first day that I had them when I went to work. Okay, so
we're only at day two.
This is this will be the second day. She slept that was the night when we took them, and then this is the first full day.
I thought they were fine the first day, and then the second day
could be. Yeah, sure, let's do that.
So they were fine the first day. They did bend the cages up. I actually think one dog was out, just chilling in the room. One had escaped the cage. I think it was Fierce escaped her cage. So I was like, oh, shit, like, that's not cool. But she was just chilling, didn't do anything, really. I don't know how long she was out for. I can't even remember now. But anyways, then the second day, I got really nervous, and I got really freaked out. And I was, like, texting Paul and telling my friend at work. I was like, I just have this, like, weird feeling that those dogs are going to get out. And Paul's like, no. He's like, they can't get out. He's like, that's what...
Famous last words, huh?
I did put some zip ties on after the one dog got out because I messaged that lady and I was like, hey, I thought you said they were crate chained. She's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you that you got to put zip ties on the cage.
Then that's not crate.
I know. So I was like, whatever. Okay. I was like, okay. All right. So I tried that the second night and then, the second day at work, I had this weird feeling. I was like, I just feel weird. So I get home. I come straight home after work. And because I came home at lunchtime and everything was fine. Mm-hmm. So I came home after work. It was just a few hours later. And I pull into the driveway. And I could see that the blind was completely destroyed on the side door. And I was like,
well, that wasn't
wait,
like that.
What?
Yeah.
Like the blind was like gone.
On your...
Yeah, upstairs. Yeah.
But
the cages and the doors. Yeah, we know.
So...
I'm looking at a door right now that is closed that would lead to where they're... Okay.
It is only held with like a little rubber band, mind you. And these are some dogs, big dogs.
Horses.
And they were smart because they figured it out. Anyways, so I come home. I don't even like stop my car all the way before I fucking throw it in park because I'm worried that if those dogs got upstairs, they would eat our dogs.
Yeah.
I told Paul, I was like... Earlier that day, I was like, if I go home and, like, something's wrong, I was like, there's going to be 3 dead dogs. And he was like, what? You're going to kill our other dogs? And I was like, no, I'm going to kill those 2 dogs.
And ours is already dead.
Yeah. It was they the killed fault. Our dog.
Yeah, I was like, why are you just going to go on a spree?
Fucking mercy kill after that.
My car's not even all the way stopped.
I throw it in park,
and okay. I look over, and there's just both those dogs just banging on that side glass door, just happy as can be. Like, they are so fucking proud of themselves. I unlock the door, go inside, realize they didn't get upstairs, so I felt better. My heart felt better.
Right.
Then I looked down the steps. We had an entire case of water. Now, mind you, their toys are water bottles.
Right, yes, yeah.
We had an entire case of water, just all kinds
like
of random 24 stuff.
Waters?
24 waters.
Okay.
How many do we have left? 2.
2.
That were still in the bag. All of them were crushed. Water everywhere.
Oh my God.
A giant pool. They
fucking ripped open their bag of food.
Ripped food everywhere.
Fucking.
They tore a duster.
The quarter bag of food or
the
your dog's food?
No, the quarter bag.
All right, all right. But then in here, they pissed. They,
all over my good rugs.
I know.
My good floor.
There was just... It
concrete
just,
floor.
Yeah.
You can tell they had gotten into... They chewed up my bobbleheads, okay?
Yeah, I came home and she's like, it's mainly my stuff that's ruined. And I was just like, what the fuck happened? What do you mean mainly your stuff?
No offense, I would have been like, well, it's mainly your fault in the first place.
Oh,
so.
I'm pretty sure that was probably what I said.
No, I didn't care about my stuff. I was worried he was going to get mad because those dogs... did not come in the studio. They did not fuck with this room at all.
I was worried about the TV. I was like, well, it's going to be on the fucking ground.
Me too. When I walked into this room, I was like, Xbox controllers, Legos, DVDs, books, comic books. I was like, oh man. I was like, I'm going to be in so much trouble.
But none of it was fucked with.
Not one thing in this room, but the other side.
Fucked.
Oh, in there, the laundry room.
Completely destroyed. I mean, It was a river down there.
Did you have like any clothes hanging up? They rip shit down?
Yes, she probably ate like 40 socks. Cause I had a pile. I wash all my socks separate from underwear and clothes. Like everything gets washed separately. So I had a pile of socks and underwear. And who knows how many pairs of underwear and socks that those dogs ate.
Dogs love underwear.
Yeah. Yes. Who knows? Who fucking knows?
Why didn't I like? I wish the underwear or the socks would have just killed the dogs. So, I hate these dogs. I hate these dogs, and I hate Nelly. And that pillhead.
She then like she's freaking out, and she's like, "I don't think we can do this." I was like, "Yeah, no shit."
I was like, because I was like, "They're not crate trained." I was like, "What if they get to our dogs? Like, I will not be able to live with myself trying to take care of these two stranger dogs, and my dogs get hurt." Like,
so this that's is not day cool. three. So then we start. Trying to contact them.
Start trying to contact her, and I'm like, "Hey,
this isn't gonna work." And she's like, "Oh, you're fine. They just need to get like used to you.
Not fine. Come pick up your fucking dogs."
She's like, "You need to put those cliff hooks, carabiners. Hooks. I know
what?
She was saying this. Yeah,
yeah. You need to put those hooks.
You seen Cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone?
You need to put them keychain hooks on the cage and." I was like, okay. So it got to the point because she refused to take the dogs back.
Right. We could not drop them off.
What do you mean?
Right,
no. And she asked us refused.
Like, hey, you signed a contract. You said you're going to keep them to this date.
She was like, just give them a chance. And by the way, the first couple of nights. And I was like, okay. I was like, but they are extremely anxious.
We forgot to say that the 2 weeks was actually like 23 days.
Yeah, it turned into that. That was
Till April 1st. So it was like, 23 days was the whole thing. So I was like, so... How did this just turn into over 3 weeks? And she was like, well, you know, they're just waiting on their check. I'm like, my fucking God.
All right, she refuses. She's just basically giving me every excuse in the book.
Okay.
Like, she's just giving me the runaround. She's done this before. She knows what to say. Because clearly, premeditated. I have a new tattoo. It says sucker. Can you see it?
Truly.
Looks good.
Yeah. She refused to take the dogs back. So we kept trying. These dogs just kept fucking destroying and mutilating these cages.
The dog actually... So what was happening was the dog was... She was able to bend the bottom part of it and slide out from underneath, not even breaking the door.
How, though?
That's... Dude, that fucking Houdini. I'm telling you. Like, I was like, her head is this big.
Oh, I was going to say, like, so she biting it and pulling it up?
She basically was like Alex Mack, just turned into a puddle and just fucking oozed out of it.
I'm surprised. I was like, I don't even understand how she didn't break her ribs sliding out. It was,
or getting stuck. Like, it's
insane.
Oh, that
would have been hilarious. Well,
no,
oh, my God.
I would have been dead. She would have came home to a dead dog.
I would have came home to a dead Josie. She would have been like fucking swinging from the rafters if she walked into a dog half out of a cage dead.
Yeah, it would have been bad. So, like I said, we kept trying. So then it's to the point where I'm literally fucking. I had to buy more zip ties. I had to borrow zip ties from people because I'm putting 40 zip
Walmart
ties.
Didn't have enough.
I went to Acme to get more, and I got like fucking 30-inch zip ties.
Like a 16-pack. I was like, for real? They like, literally snapped in half.
She'd put them on, and they'd break. I come home with them. She's like, the fuck are those? I'm like, the only zip ties Acme had.
Tie one around that dog's neck.
Oh, gosh. It would snap. But anyways, it got to the point where I was putting 40 zip ties on each cage.
Every single night before we went to bed?
Like, how much are you exaggerating?
No. And carabiners. It would be carabiners. She would zip tie at least 8 per door.
I zip tied every corner. Every part that separated... had zip ties. I then had to zip tie the door.
This was after okay.
Yeah, so I'm basically like, I'm holding these dogs prisoner, like it feels like. And then I had to zip tie our dogs upstairs because I was like, well.
Now our dogs are getting fucking zip tied. So if they break out, they can't get into the cages
exactly,
with the other dogs.
Exactly. So I'm like,
every day I go to work, I'm like, fucking thank God. I'm so stoked to not be in this house.
I'm not kidding. I did. I zip tied Norton in his cage. I zip tied the door to the gate. And then I zip tied Ripley in the living room with her gate. And then I would put stuff in front of the door. So
I zip tied myself to the bed for a little bit.
I zip tied myself in the car when I go to work.
It was impressive. It got to the point where this lady at work who has a second job. job at some place brought me a Ziploc baggie full of zip ties. Like, I heard you talking about this. Here you go. I'm like, thanks. So, we're putting up with it, but it's just getting too much. Like, these dogs, they're just
I mean, what are we at, like four or five days? This is day four.
Yeah, we're about day four, day five. I think this is a week total, right? Was it 7 or 9 days?
I don't even remember.
I think it was either 7 or 9 days.
Total? It was seven. Total, yeah. We definitely did not make it.
We didn't get 23 fucking days. Yeah,
I was
going
to say, well, that's what I was curious. I was like, where did the 23 days come into play?
That was how long the contract said that they would...
Contract.
Yes, thank you.
See, this is why we need to start doing video.
Yeah, that was air quotes for contract.
It's just not working out. I can't even remember some of the stuff they
did. So Josie then calls again.
Josie blocked it out of her mind.
I did.
She then calls her again and says, like, hey, like, we can't do these dogs. We cannot have the dogs.
Your dogs are suffering. I was like, they are so unhappy with this situation because they're not crate trained. They're not used to being away from anybody. Right. And I told her when I took the dogs that I work full time. And like, they are going to be crate trained just like our dogs are put up when we go to work.
Right.
Our dogs lay in their beds and sleep.
So the runaround happened again when she's calling her. But then Josie started to be like, okay, like, I was like, give her an ultimatum. Be like, it's either pound or you take them or find somewhere else. So she's like, I'll try to look for somewhere else. The next day, she's like, I'm on Facebook groups. I'll be going all of this and shit. The next day, or was it that night she called you, like midnight?
It was the next morning. It was a Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
Yeah, she calls her and then go ahead with this little bit.
We picked him up on a Tuesday, so yeah, it was Saturday morning.
On a Tuesday.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck that
she
Tuesday.
She calls me at 7 a.m. There's just weird number that pops up. It's not even her number, I don't think. It's just other numbers.
Of course not. She don't want you to call her back.
Right. And this weird number pops up. I answer. I'm like, hello. And she's like, hello, Josie? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, this is Nellie. She's like, we just got held at gunpoint, kicked out of that house we were staying at because my niece is cheating on her boyfriend and he found out. And there's an $11,000 tax return in the mix and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, an $11,000 tax return that went missing somehow from the house. And so her husband, Nellie's husband.
They think that she's in on it.
Got pistol whipped.
So they, yeah.
And this is the day after Josie's like, the pound or you give him somewhere else. And she's like, I'm robbed at gunpoint. I was like, is this real?
She's not, absolutely not.
I think that his arm is broken. He won't go to the hospital. And I'm surprised he didn't go to the hospital to get drugs.
Fucking painkillers, yeah.
So then she's like, delete all of our messages because your address and your phone number's in there. And
from the Facebook messages, like, she's worried that someone might come to our house.
They stole their phones because these people that kicked them out of that house are trying to track down that $11,000 tax return check, and they think they're in on it, so they stole their phones.
And this is her sister's house?
Her niece's.
The niece.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little muddy.
It is crazy. So I'm...
Oh, yeah, trying to keep track of it. I'm like, what?
Yeah. So the at gunpoint happens.
Basically, it's Jerry Springer shit.
And then she goes to her aunt's house, I believe.
Yes, she's at her aunt's
house. So she's like, we're at her aunt's house. She can't take the dogs.
She said that they dropped them off there. And I was like, so the people that robbed you dropped you off at your final destination. Okay, cool.
So they're phoneless.
Hey, I'm really sorry about this. You need a ride?
Yeah. So they have no phones. There's no way of contacting her now.
Yeah, she's like, I'll just call you when I can. And I was like,
and when she hung up the phone and told me that, I was like, we're never getting rid of these dogs. I was like, all right. I was like, let's start making like plans. So she starts figuring out like
what to do, like as far as like other people to foster them.
Mind you, this is right when COVID hit.
It's right in the beginning of it. Yeah,
in the middle when this happened.
Yeah, because we were here what a few days after, wasn't it?
And that's when the lockdown was already
in effect.
So COVID happened. So pounds aren't taking shit.
They won't take the dogs.
Like, it was a wild, like, she's like, yeah, the pounds will take them. I'm like, what?
I didn't call the pound, for the record. I was not just about to give up like that quickly and give them over to the pound.
Come on.
I know. That's what Paul kept saying. Okay, you sound just like him.
Yeah, it's called logic.
Oh, God.
I was motherfucking spocking her the entire time and to no avail.
It's a difficult thing when you have this vision of, this is what I want to do, is help these dogs in distress.
Sure. Oh. And I get it. It came from a great place in her heart, but it really fucked our lives
because,
up.
Okay, time out. Let's just finish the story.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Holy shit. So then, like she said, like, I'll just call you when I can. And I was like, okay. So I had already screenshotted all these messages that we had with her just because I was telling other people, I'm like, read this crazy shit.
Yeah.
Did she delete her Facebook at this point?
Yes.
No. Her Facebook was still active. Oh. She didn't log back in. She just
because she
that
didn't
want to
be. Okay.
I don't know.
Oh no! It was because she didn't want to be contacted. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
So
that's how it felt, at least.
Then it gets to the point where I'm like, you know what? I was like, I'll just get him a hotel that takes dogs.
I remember you mentioning
now,
that to me.
Right before this, she somehow got in contact with her brother. She called.
No, this is. You're going
oh, really?
Forward, yeah.
Okay.
So I was like,
calm
I'll
down,
just,
Flashpoint.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, I'll just get him a hotel. And so, like, we discussed it, and they were like, hey, okay, that might work. You know, like,
weird.
That sounds cool. Like, we'll be down for a hotel for a couple of nights.
Oh, whoa. Wait, what?
Yeah. No, that's a legit conversation they had. She's like, I think I'm going to get him a hotel. I was like, I mean, you're paying for it. Whatever. Dude
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
If it gets the dogs out of here, fucking fine.
Yeah,
I was
because
like,
wait. These dogs, they were just, they were.
A dog hotel?
No.
Yeah, like, no.
Them and the dogs. They,
yes,
we were
get a hotel
them,
that takes dogs.
Yeah. So, Red Roof Inn, which we were talking about earlier, oddly enough, they take dogs.
Right.
But before
there
that...
There was another one. It
Red
was Motel 6. Dog. She said, hey, well, you know, Motel 6 takes dogs or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, let's look into it. So, another night passed because she hadn't contacted me mm-hmm. until a few days later even. And I was like, okay, well, you can take... I was like, I'll buy you this hotel, Motel 6. It's up in Richfield or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm communicating with the aunt now because they're messaging me through this aunt's phone.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm communicating with this aunt, and I'm telling the aunt, like, okay, like, I got them. I called, like, you know, we can do the hotel. It's the right price. I'll get it for him for two nights. Because she started saying, like, I'm going to get my, it says I'm going to get my taxes back on this day, on this day, on this day. And I was mm-hmm. like, okay, cool. And which was 2 days later, so
yes,
it would
sure.
have worked out perfect.
So we pay for, well, she pays for a hotel for two nights, and I was like, just make sure you don't put your fucking credit card down,
because right, right.
if they just stay, like
yeah.
you're just housing.
Yeah.
Right. So I was talking to the aunt, and the aunt was, I guess, then Nellie said that the aunt was kicking them out, and I was like, okay, well,
so now
this just...
is two houses in a week that
yes.
they've been kicked out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, well, can you just like wait? I was like. Because the aunt's messaging me, and she's like, well, I'm calling him a cab. Or, like, when are you going to be here to pick him up? And I was like, I'm not picking them up. I told them it's their responsibility to get to the fucking hotel. They can get to the hotel, and I'll
and
pay
you,
for
and
it.
And
I'll bring
the dogs.
Dog.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can't fit fucking the... Peach Dragon and her two fucking horses in the back. I mean,
she's been holding off, trying not to be shitty.
Nelly the Hut.
Yeah, basically. So,
Dude.
I was like, I can't.
Oh.
So, I was like, I don't even know what's going on. I was like, I'm working right now. I was like, I don't have time to deal with this. And
mm-hmm.
she's like, well, I'm calling him a cab, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, whatever. But I'm not going to be at that hotel until 4 o'clock.
Yeah, at the earliest.
Yeah, it'd be like 5.
Yeah, so then I'm at work and I'm like feeling good. Like, okay, things are looking up. Like, going to just drive these dogs a little past Medina. You know, 45-minute, 50-minute drive.
Be
good.
Done with it.
Be done with it. And then I get a message from a random number, and it's like, yo, this is Darrell from...
Yellow Cab or some shit.
Darrell from, yeah, Yellow City Cab Company. And he's like, I have two riders here that say you're going to pay for their ride.
and they're at Super 8 in fucking Canton.
They're in Green.
Green. Close to Canton.
Yeah, whatever.
They're not even at the Super 8. They're near Super 8. They're
opposite
at a speedway.
Way.
Yeah, none of this even, like, yes, I want those details, but that doesn't even matter at this point.
The opposite way
they
of Richfield.
The opposite
yeah,
direction.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It was just a hotel with a number in the name. Like, that's where they went.
They went the wrong way, so I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Well, what'd you say to the cab driver?
I was like,
am not paying for the
I was
ride.
Like, I am not paying for... I'm not paying for this ride.
Yeah, she stood up to the poor cab driver.
I know, I was really shitty to him, too. I wasn't at first. I was like, sir, I was like, I never said that. I never agreed to that. And I was like, we are both getting scammed here. Like, this is a scam, and we are both...
knee deep.
Yeah, I never agreed to that. And I was like, besides, I was like, I'm at work. Do you take credit card? And he was like, no, we don't take credit cards. You got to call into the... place. And I was like, okay. So then, like, this dude gets shitty with me, and he's like, do you know how hard it is to be a cab driver out here these days, and blah, blah, blah.
Then fucking Lyft or Uber, dipshit. I don't care.
So I was like, you know what? I was like, because I actually had just said, like, you know, I just sent, right before that message came through, I was like, I will pay you for the ride. I was like, I'm sorry for the confusion. Because I felt bad for him, too. I was like, we both got scammed. I was like, there's no reason for this dude to get fucked over because I'm a dumbass and got
involved. So you fucked yourself again?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So he says, well, you got to call the main company or whatever. And then he sends me that, but before he sent me that shitty message, like, do you know how hard it is? And I was like, and you're welcome. I was like, you're a dickhead. I don't even remember what I said.
I'm going to give you a 1-star review or some shit.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm going to Yelp and really fucking cream you there.
I Karen'd him real hard. But I was like, I'm never going to recommend your cab company. I'm never going to use your company.
Nobody uses fucking cabs anyway.
No.
So then I'm at work, mind you, and I'm hysterical.
Bawling and you, at her. So you paid for this cab.
I call the cab company, okay? And I'm talking to this poor helpless soul. And like, he's just like, I'm
get
just,
the philanthropy
I'm like,
out of here, dude.
I'm like explaining to him like what's going on. And I was like, I'm being scared. And he's like, oh, hold on, let me put you on the phone with my manager. And I was like, okay. So then the manager gets on the phone.
Hi, this is Nelly.
Oh my God, right?
So then the manager gets on the phone, and I'm like hysterical talking to this stranger on the phone of the cab company, like telling him, like, he's like, what's going on? I was like, I took in these dogs and
just the whole story.
I was like, I said I'd pay for the hotel, and now they trying to make me pay for the cab, and I'll just pay because I just want to be over. Mm-hmm. Like, just hysterically crying breathy words to this dude. Anyways, I was like, who is this? And he was like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, it was one of my best friends growing up, their dad, who's been a cab driver forever.
Okay.
And he was like, what the hell did you get yourself into? You don't have to pay for the cab ride. That's on us. Like, don't worry about it. And I was like, well, should I give the guy a tip or whatever? So I did end up going and dropping off $10 to the guy as a tip or whatever for his inconvenience. Because he didn't get paid for the ride. So, and they don't
even
take fucking
credit card.
Well,
it's real hard to be a cab driver. So.
They don't even fucking take credit card. I was like, why did the guy tell me to call when I was talking to the dude on the phone? I was like, why did he tell me to call if you don't even take credit card? He's like, I really don't know. And I was like, man, this... I was like, well, that's looking up for me. I didn't have to pay for the cab ride. I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, well, let
me...
What
dumb shit can I do next?
Let me figure out
what's... Well, Jordan, strap in.
Let me figure out what's going on with these people now as I leave work. Because I spent the last hour crying hysterically out on the fucking stupid work.
Okay.
To a cab drive, cab owner of the company. Whatever, you know what I'm trying to say. I'm getting flustered now. It's getting hot in here. Thanks. Anyway, So we go home, and I'm talking to this woman. She's calling me from the fucking Speedway phone because they don't have phones, okay? And she's using the cashier's at Speedway's phone to text me and stuff.
Oh, my God.
And I text back to that cell phone number. I was like, whoa. I was like, you are scamming me. I was like, I'm about to call the police because I don't know what's going on because I bitched at her because I was like, you ended up the opposite direction. You are at a completely different place than where we agreed upon.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, can you just look up hotels over here? There's a couple hotels over here. And I was like, no. I was like, damn, you had one job. Like, just get to the hotel and you couldn't even do that. Why would you go the opposite way? So we're going back and forth on the phone, and eventually I was like, you know what? I was like, fuck these people. Fuck them. They can figure it out on their own. I was like, I am contacting this girl's brother, who's the breeder of the dogs. Because I was like, technically...
Nelly's brother?
Yes. Yeah. The one in Youngstown.
Wait.
The brother in Youngstown.
The one who gave her the dogs.
Oh, okay. All right,
gave her the dog that she then bred. So I was like, I'm going to call this dude because generally breeders want their dogs back.
Sure, sure, sure.
Before they go to a pounder... get sold somewhere else. They would want their dogs back. So I was like, okay. I was like, I told Nelly, I was like, give me your brother's phone number. I was like, I'm calling him because, like, I'm about done with you. Like, you can go. She said, like...
Go on a diet, bitch.
She said she was ready to walk on to traffic, and I was like, well, good luck walking.
Well, you'd have to get hit by a fucking... You'd have to get hit by a fucking semi for anything to happen.
For sure. So I call this girl's brother,
Oh, by the way, how old is this chick?
Roughly.
Probably 30s. A few years older than us, yeah. So 35. Mid-30s, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
The husband's probably 40. Or no, he's close. He's close to 40, yeah. Something like that.
Drugs add a lot of years, yeah. For sure, though.
Now, mind you, before all this happens, I happen to look him up because she kept saying that he had a parole officer. She mentioned that a few times. So I was like, I better Google this. I forgot this part. I was like, I better look him up. So I looked him up. Sex offender. Sex offender. Yeah.
So that was a joy to find out as well. She's on the phone with the brother, and basically, like, we find out that they've been
the guy in Youngstown.
Yes.
The guy
in Youngstown. Right. He's like, I didn't know that these dogs were underfed. I thought they were doing fine. I've given her money to put her up in houses before. I'm so much different than my family. Thank you so much. And then he's like, basically, like, I will come tomorrow and pick up the dogs. That's like the short end of that story. He's like, I will come tomorrow and pick up the dogs, take them back to Youngstown.
Okay.
I can't really do shit for her because I've already done a lot. And I think his wife is probably like, not this time.
Because they have kids. And he said on the phone, he was like, she's always welcome here, but he's not.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And she won't go without him.
Okay. So she calls the Speedway phone back, tells her that information.
So wait, is this chick just hanging out at fucking
literally, sitting on the curb? Sitting on the fucking curb because
keeps borrowing somebody's phone.
The person that works there.
She was there for 4, 5, 6 hours.
Yeah,
this was going on,
and it was like March. It was cold. Anyways, we tell her that information. She starts crying and stuff like that, and she's like, "Well, I guess that's just how it's going
to
be."
She's like, "Well, I guess we'll have to go to the hospital because we have nowhere to stay tonight."
Right.
It's not a hotel, you dumb fuck.
And I was like, "Okay, well, good luck to you." And then she just kept.
I'm sorry, I got confused for a second. All right, so she was at Speedway. When she was giving you this sob story about the hospital, you were on the phone with her.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right.
So we basically,
then somehow I got reeled back in to then again looking for a hotel for them.
We find a Red Roof Inn.
Did you not just block the number?
Because the brother says, hey, you know, you can, will you get them the hotel? Because I was like, I have no problem. I agreed upon that. I really don't have a problem with that at this point. And he was like, just can you get them the hotel for the night? And I'm going to come get the dog green or whatever. I'm going to come get the dogs tomorrow. Okay. And I was like, cool. Like, I'll get them a room for the night.
And the dogs are still here.
No, yes, the dogs. In the house. We were going to take the dogs, though, to her at the hotel. To the hotel. Still.
Okay.
So then, finally, we find a hotel, Red Roof Inn. And then she's like, well, you got to come pick us up.
And I confirmed that they take the dogs from the gas station. But I confirmed that they take the dogs, the weight of the dogs, and that there's two dogs.
Yeah, I called and talked to multiple people about these dogs.
Right.
Uh-huh. Like, are you sure you're going to take these dogs?
So now Josie's like, all right, cool. I got them the room. Like, we're going to go pick them up. And I was like, we're going to what now? And then, like, so I drove my car. She drove her car with the dogs. I picked up those two.
The hut and the...
So
and
she lumbers crumb. Into my car. And fucking
lumbers.
Like,
we pull in though, and she's sitting out on the curb on a pillow.
Yeah,
that's literally the only thing that she has. And like, is a pillow.
They were giving them like the tornadoes and like coffee for free.
Like when I pulled in, the dude walks out, and he's so happy because he got free Polar Pops and some free food. He was like smiling, holds him up beside his face, like, look at this.
Yeah, so they get all stoked to see the dogs and stuff, and then they hop in my car. And Red Roof Inn is not far, but like. This is, mind you, right when COVID happened, so they're, like, directly, like, on me. Fucking, and, like, they cannot even wait to eat. So, just, like, chewing, like, thanking me, chewing with
the dogs. No, you had the dogs. Okay.
The fucking people.
Right.
And, like, and I'm hitting I'm hitting every red light. I'm just like, this is so fucked up, dude. Like, why?
She's like, oh, this is spicy.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's gonna give me heartburn, baby. I'm like, Jesus, fuck. This and I can't stand chewing either. And, like, and both of them just, like, smacking the lips and shit. Oh, man, it fucking irked me. Anyways, we get the Red Roof Inn. Fucking, she and Josie go inside. I wait outside with the dude and the dogs. He gets in the car, Josie's car, and just chills with them. The fucking whole, everything fogs up. I was like, he literally could be stealing anything in there. I have no idea. Nor do I really care.
I didn't care. You can have whatever you want at this
and,
point.
And they're in the hotel for fucking like 45 minutes, it feels like.
So she tried to get me to just go in and get the room in my name. And I said, no. I was like, one of you has to come in and put it under your name. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm paying cash for it. I checked if I could pay cash for two nights. It ended up being two nights. I was like, I will pay cash.
For two nights.
And I was like, but you got to come in. And so Patrick was going to go in. I was like, well, do you have an ID? They were like, no. And I was like, well, that's not going to work. Okay. So she had to go in. It was tough for her. But she had to walk in, and she immediately sits down far away from the desk. And I have to walk her license up and tell them, you know, I called. We have the two dogs, some two rooms, cash, blah, blah. Or one room, two nights, cash.
Yeah.
So the girl, they give me a hard time about the dogs.
Even though they told you.
Yeah.
Even though, because okay. I said I was starting to get angry, and I was like, all right, well.
Oh, it only took 7 days to get angry.
Starting.
I was like, well, I called and made sure this was okay. You said it was okay. And the manager was like, well, and he looks at her and he's like, you don't leave room without dogs. Like, you will stay with the dogs. Like, if anything is destroyed, like, your responsibility.
Yeah.
And she was like, yes, sir. Like, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. I was like, God bless you, dude. Like, I didn't believe in God until today. There is a God.
And then?
And then...
she gives her name.
She gives the license, and they type her information into this Red Roof Inn system. Mm-hmm. And I can see this girl who's in training during this COVID epidemic, like, has no idea what she's doing.
Sure.
And I could see, like, fear in her eyes, and then she looks at the owner dude, and he looks at the screen, and they're looking back and forth at each other, and he was like, you are a bad customer. Like, you are not allowed to stay here.
Yeah, she was on, like, a ban list for Red Roof Inns.
Yeah, she was on a because
she skipped out on paying.
Apparently. And she was, like, so adamant. She was like, I've never stayed here. We were going to, but we didn't, and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yes, I can't rent to you. You can't stay. He's like, you're on the list. And he must have, like, seen... like, the trouble that I'd been through, like, it must have said help me across my forehead at that point, because he again was like, well, he's like, I will call the police if you don't pay, or if you do anything wrong. Straight looks at her, he's like, I will call the police on you. He's like, I won't ask you first, I will call the police on you.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, and I was like, okay. Yes, like, finally.
So they come out. Josie looks fucking pissed as all hell. I've given the dude like a cigarette or two because like he didn't have any. And then they get back in my car and I have to drive them around the corner to the room because it's all outside.
Because they couldn't use the exercise.
Exactly.
I gave her Samsung Galaxy S6.
Yeah, she gave him a phone.
She had no phone, so I gave them my phone.
She had an old phone. And they're right next to a Walmart. And
so that way they could
get food, groceries, whatever the fuck.
Housing.
Yep.
Do whatever, you know, have internet access.
Yeah, on the phone.
Something to do, like to look to better themselves.
And so we get them over there, like we get the dogs out, and the dude grabs the dogs. They both fucking freak out and run in the room, drag him across this like fucking pit of rocks.
Shit.
Yeah. And then like we're closing the doors. They're all set up. They got all their shit. They got their fucking 2 liters back and shit. And the dogs. The dogs were very happy.
We were like, Paul and I are both in our cars, and we are like, finally home free.
Yeah, and dude comes out. He's like, hey, do you mind if we get some cigarettes?
He's like, one more thing.
Yeah, straight up. And then fucking, I think Josie gave him like three or four. She's like, this is all I have. Goodbye. And then we shut the door. We leave. We go home. I begin cleaning and shit. But like, that was like the end of them personally. But then they were messaging Josie for a minute, and she was getting pictures like, oh, the dogs are so happy. The dogs are so happy. We look at
one of the pictures.
Every picture had food in it.
An Xbox 360, fucking 49 games.
Yeah.
Right next to their
stacks
TV.
This tall.
In the hotel?
In the hotel, dude. So, like, they went to Walmart. They got their check and went to Walmart and fucking blew it on a 360 in games. And fucking, like... and Chinese food. Every picture had a different, like, fucking, like, container of to-go shit.
Yeah. Red Roof Inn called me 2 times, and I never answered.
And they never left a message either, though.
So, but I'm like, how'd they get my number? Unless those people gave my number.
To them. Yeah, yeah. She was probably...
trying to stay more.
Yeah, and, oh, fucking Christ.
So, man. Yeah, so the two dogs are back, they're gone, but yeah, so that...
I feel like we might have missed some things, but honestly, that was the gist of it, and I learned.
Let's say I feel 74 minutes of it covers it.
I learned a hard lesson, though. It was a hard lesson.
You learned a hard lesson. And I'm not going to like sit here and dog you like too hard, but like, dude, you cannot let people take advantage of you like that. Like that, like seriously, like that is, yes, it was a fun story to listen to, but I'm fucking livid right now.
You don't even understand.
Oh, no, I'm sure I don't because I wasn't in it, but.
This guy right here
As soon as we are not recording, I want names. I thought, I'm not even kidding.
I'll show you some pictures.
This just, the audacity.
Yeah.
It was pretty, I kept going back and forth. Like, Paul was like, you got to stay mad. You got to stay mad.
Yeah, because she would fucking be like, I'm taking them to the pound. Or like, I'm they're leaving tonight no matter what. And then like something would happen. She'd be like, well, we could do like another night. I'm like, fuck. Like, because like the tunnel was like, I saw the light.
We got no sleep for a week. I mean, our dogs were on edge.
Oh, and she
would, look, and I understand.
She'd be laying in bed and like the dogs would be barking. I'd just look at her. I'm like, so you going downstairs? And she's like,
well, yeah. I'm like, obviously, I'm just curious. It's like, I know you guys have like a relationship, like me and Chelsea. You guys are very like amicable, and you know, like, were you not like, I hate to use this term, but like, put your foot down, like, no, fuck this.
I tried quite a few times, and it kept getting brought up, like, you know, me living my dream of recording and stuff like that, and I was like, all right, fine, you know what? Okay. I will let you. I was like, in a way, you're right, and I know you always wanted to try this. I will support you. And like, cause she's like, she's bringing up the, I support you doing this. I support you doing this. So now I'm unsupportive if I don't do it. And so I'm kind of like caught in a hard place in a rock. Like if I wouldn't have let her do it, she never would have learned that she can't fucking handle this type of shit. So we did learn that. So that'll never happen again, at least.
We agreed upon that.
And so like, it just kind of, it had to happen so that she would find out for herself. You know, you can't like knock it till you try it. Well, I tried knocking it and I feel like I was in the
right. I'm not going to try it. I've heard the story,
yeah.
So I can knock it all I want.
That's fine, yeah. And I would not recommend it to any.
I would have killed the bitch.
I mean, or
the dogs.
She gave me the runaround so hard. I mean, I got scammed over and over and over again.
So wait, was the end of this?
So they ended up getting I gave them a phone. I got them the hotel room for two nights. I had bought their
I know all that. I'm saying like the Red Roofing calling you. Was that the end of this?
We never picked up. So yeah,
they
contacted Josie for like 4 or 5 days after that. And then never heard from him ever again.
Mm-mm. Wait, they kept trying to get in touch with you?
Yeah, she would send me pictures of the Xbox. Updates about the dogs and, you know, like, that they are happy to be back with them. And I'm like, oh, good, you know, like. And during this time when I had these dogs, like, I spent a lot of time, like, talking to this woman. Like, she called me, and I think I spent, like, an hour and a half on the phone with her.
Yeah.
Like, she's just, you know, telling me her life.
And, like, we'd be chilling in the bedroom, and, like, you could just hear these dogs wailing, dude. All fucking,
so
like, they never shut up.
So I kind of felt bad for the people, too. And it basically was one of those things where, like, my head was telling me one thing, but my heart was telling me another, and...
Do you know which one you're supposed to listen to? Yeah.
Clearly, your heart.
No. Wrong.
Yes, very.
No.
But, I know, I learned my lesson. It was hard. I lost a lot of money.
But the thing is like, we're talking 7 to 9 days. You should have learned your lesson after fucking 6 hours.
I feel like it should have been learned when we walked into that fucking basement.
Hey, it's tough, man. I mean, like, I've been in situations like this before.
You're the dog in this situation. That's different.
I don't drink out of... Oh, yes, I do. Give me my crap.
Anyway, you said it's a tough situation.
It's a tough situation when you see somebody suffering and you know you can do something.
Exactly. That's what I kept saying. I was like, Paul, I was like, we have the means to help these people. Like, I can help these people.
Help me.
I do. I'm nice to you. I gave you a
I know. No,
fire.
I'm just saying,
you know,
like, at
I'm
least.
I'm nice
like,
to everybody.
I'm just saying.
Josie's a good egg. Like,
no, she is a very good egg. I just, like, I hate when I see somebody that, like, I love get fucking taken advantage of.
I deserved it. I let it happen. I deserved it. I learned my lesson. It was good for me. I will never have. I will never foster any dogs ever again.
Yeah, that dream's dead.
Dead as hell.
Pick a new one.
Yeah,
try cats.
She bought a cricket. No. I think we're good.
Yeah,
oh, no, don't try cats.
No cats.
Definitely not.
Okay. This was certainly we've never had an episode quite like this before. And I loved it. I enjoyed this. This was great. But That is a fucking crazy story.
It was a very hard, like,
you guys were supposed to come over at one point to record. Yeah. And I remember saying, like, hey, there's a lot of weird shit happening right now. I'm not going to get into it. And that was what it was.
Yeah, because Paul would record people, and I had to sit outside in March with the dogs for 2 hours.
Yep, I had a show booked, and I was like, yo, like, they can't be down here. I don't know what you want to do, but, like, I got to do my thing.
Just shove them in the garage. Fuck them.
No.
The garage is filled with dangerous stuff.
So she fucking packed on some clothes.
Got my layers on.
Yep, and went outside and just chilled for straight up, like, an hour and 45 minutes just outside in March with the two fucking giant dogs I recorded.
Yep.
Were these dogs nice at all?
Yeah, they were sweet.
They did turn out to be, like,
sweet dogs.
Very sweet dogs. Still extremely... I actually enjoyed working with them and, like, trying to get them to
Okay, but never let that feeling you have go any further than what you have right now.
Yeah. No, I told Paul the whole time. I was like, I know you're just waiting for that I told you so moment. He kept saying, no, I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to
I felt like Alfred, like, on that day, Master Bruce, I won't want to.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like...
But...
There came a day when I was like, I fucking told you so. It was like 3 days after we dropped him off.
I was like, there it is. Yeah. There it is. I knew it.
I had a couple drinks in me, and I was like, I told you so, though. Yeah.
All right. Was it Trailer Park Boys? A toad-a-so. A fucking a toad-a-so.
Well, I'm not going to ask where we can find you on the internets, because clearly no one should ever find you.
I'm not on the internet. I'm banned from the internet. Clearly no one should
ever find you. You leave Josie and Paul alone, bastards.
We're their dogs now.
Yeah. There you go.
We would let you live here if you needed to. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah, we got two wrecked cages if you need them.
Zip tie. I probably couldn't break out of one.
I won't fit in that cage.
Not even Jordan related. Dead halfway through it.
Yeah. You ever seen a loaf of bread that gets stuck in a wire? I can't even lick my own asshole.
I won't say I'll never. I'm fuck helping strangers, dude.
Yep.
Fuck helping strangers.
I couldn't agree more.
So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates helping people as much as Josie and Paul.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care. I'm making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge vapor. Daniel's in drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.